from KQED.
Photojournalist Nick Ut retired this week after 51 years with the Associated Press. In 1972, Ut was just 21 when he took the haunting photo of a naked, screaming 9-year-old Vietnamese girl. It was known as the Napalm Girl photo, and it won Ut a Pulitzer Prize. But he spent most of his career in the AP's bureau in Los Angeles. KQED's Brian Watt worked for 9 years as a reporter in L.A. and crossed paths with Nick Ut a lot.
It's actually one of the things I miss most about those L.A. days. Going out in the field, seeing Nick Ut with his cameras, and knowing I was in the right place. Nick Ut is good at being in the right place at the right time. Or the wrong place at the right time. In June of 1972, it was a country road in Vietnam after a napalm attack on a village. A 9-year-old girl ran out of the smoke and chaos and into Ut's frame, terrified and naked. The napalm had burned off her clothes to her skin. He put down his camera and gave the girl water. He then took her in his van to the nearest hospital.
Because nobody believes she's still alive that day.
Not even Ut believed the girl would live. But when doctors refused to treat her and suggested another hospital 2 hours away, Ut flashed his press pass and warned that her picture would likely be on the front page of a lot of newspapers the next day. The doctors treated her. The napalm girl in Ut's now iconic photo is Kim Phuc. She's 53 years old and lives in Canada. Ut had to flee Vietnam, spent some time in refugee camps, did a short stint in Tokyo, then wound up in the AP's Los Angeles bureau. His camera lens shifted from war to sports.
Hockey, baseball, boxing.
Celebrities.
1977, I called Lucy Ball, Yon Wei, Bette Davis, so many big Hollywood. I'm so lucky they are dead. I had a picture.
And celebrities in tough spots. Think Paris Hilton, Robert Blake, and
Michael Jackson. Every big story in Hollywood. Everyone in trouble, they go see me.
Of course, the pictures weren't always pretty.
Then I covered, Ronnie King, the riots, and I go everywhere. Remind me of the Vietnam War, when after the verdict, riots, burning.
For all that he's seen, Nick Ut is an unassuming bon vivant who regularly invites friends and colleagues to his favorite Vietnamese restaurants in Orange County. That's where I found him recently with other journalism legends like AP photographer Richard Drew.
He's always been an inspiration to me. Of course, his very famous photograph that Mr. Nixon didn't like, and he thought that it had been a doctored photograph and it really turned the tide of the war.
That's interesting.
It's actually in the tapes. He actually says to H.R. Haldeman that he thinks that the picture was doctored.
This was a surprising bit of history for me, so I had to find the tapes. The secret recordings from Nixon's White House. It's hard to hear, but sure enough.
I wonder if that was a fix. Could have been, but that was a fix. Because they got that picture of a little girl without any clothes.
President Nixon wonders if the napalm girl photo was a fix. Photographer Richard Drew draws a parallel to today.
It's sort of like we're going through now with our fake news cycle.
Also at the table with Nick Ut, retired AP reporter Linda Deutsch. The grand dame of covering high-profile court cases. She told me that often when Nick Ut went to photograph a celebrity for one of her stories, they treated him like a celebrity. And so do his peers.
I have noticed that other photographers immediately make a pass for him. He's very small. Nick is short. He's like 5 foot tall. He never has anyone standing in front of him because as respect for him, they always give him the front row spot.
I saw it happen many times. Nick Ut's retirement will be felt on a lot of front rows and a lot of front pages. For the California Report, I'm Brian Watt.